Well, it's a pleasure now to welcome students from Penn Trafford High School who are here early this morning visiting. And we're going to start by just having them introduce themselves to you so you know who they are.
Hi, I'm Brianna Stevens.
I'm Dakota D'Andrea, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Sydney Herman, I'm also a freshman.
I'm Tally Bropes, and I'm also a freshman.
And Brianna, you're the senior in the group, right?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about why you're, I want to talk about each of you in a moment, but why you're here and the project you did for the Fairchild Challenge, and you can all jump in to explain it.
Well, I'm here specifically because like I'm actually like interested in pursuing a career in environmental sustainability and conservation.
Excellent. And you are the senior in the group. You're going to graduate this year. Do you
yes.
have plans for the fall?
Yes, I'm going to Penn State main campus to pursue a major in wildlife and fisheries science.
Excellent. How long have you been interested in the environment?
Oh, for as long as I can remember. Like, I'd say since I was 7, really.
And I imagine all three of you are as well. Can you tell me about the Fairchild Challenge project that you did?
Yeah, so we have a project almost, like, roughly every month. And they're all challenges related to environmental conservation and improvement.
And what are some of the things? You have one that you just completed, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the project we just recently completed, we completed a video, which was kind of a bonus opportunity for us, and we did end up winning first place.
Congratulations. What was the video about?
It was about installing school gardens and the importance of them.
What a great idea. And what are some of the important things about doing that, or what did you learn as you did it? Because I think a lot of people, it's not just, beautification you think of right away, and also maybe vegetables or herbs, but there must be some other reasons too.
Yeah, well, we have these courtyards in our schools that aren't really being used at the moment, so we thought it would be a good idea if we could bring in plants like vegetables so that our cafeteria could have fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. You could go outside for biology classes and things like that. So that's what our video was mostly about.
Yeah, and students could get involved with the garden too for community service.
What a great idea. And what used to be in these courtyards?
Right now there are just like picnic tables or benches and stuff. And now that the weather is getting better, kids are going out there more often in like study halls, and sometimes teachers will let them go out there. But for the most part, they really aren't used.
So you've managed to make an improvement to the land and have it be used for something. I've seen a lot of schools with courtyards that are just kind of like dead spaces that I guess allow light into the school, but not much else. So did you all figure out what's going to get planted as part of this project, or were you primarily showcasing the gardens through your film?
So for the project, we were just mainly planning it, so we haven't actually talked to the school board about it or anything, but if we wanted to, we would have the ideas in place.
Ah, so does your film try to be persuasive to say this is why we need to do this?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think that'll be a tough sell?
I don't think so. I think if we showed it to the school board, they'd probably like the idea and consider it.
I would hope so. I don't see what's not to like. How would you use it to help teach biology? What do you think you'd do?
I think that biology teachers could take their students out there and help them like work together in groups, because there's not a lot of group projects that we do in school anymore. So that could be like a combined effort to help teach kids how to work together and teach them what biology is like outside of the classroom.
I know I had a lot of trouble with biology when I was in high school. It was not at all something that I could get my head around. And I think having a garden to learn it would help you. Did you enjoy biology? When you must have, I'm looking at Brianna, you had to, given your the fact that you're going on to study.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Given what you're saying, how about you three?
Yeah, I really like biology. It's one of my favorite classes and one of the reasons that I'm in Fairchild, because I enjoy learning about the environment.
Yeah, I like biology class. I think I retain the information well and I perform well in that class. And also, I do enjoy going outside and being in the environment as well.
Same as all of that.
So tell me about making the video at One First Place. How did you go about that? Did you have to storyboard it first? And can you explain the process?
Yeah, the first thing we did is we kind of read the project, read the guidelines that we had to do, and then we researched it, and then we put information onto bullet points, and then we made a script out of it, and then we filmed for about 2 days, mm-hmm. and then edited it, and then sent it in.
And how long is it?
I believe it's about 3 minutes.
So 2 days of filming, a lot of editing, and you end up with 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's always amazing, isn't it? How much work it takes to do that. Well, winning first place had to be huge. What do you think made it such a great film?
I think we had a nice presentation of it, and I think we had some important information in there as well.
What kinds of things did you cover?
Well, we did the scientific aspects of a garden and how it benefits the environment. And we also had a bunch of credible sources. Like, we used our biology teacher to talk about the environment in it, things like that.
And who is that?
Mr. Babick.
So he was on camera to explain things. That was very generous of him to do that.
Yeah, it was.
What other sources did you use? You must have had some books, I would imagine. You don't have to name them, but you used books as well as just research, maybe some scholarly articles here and there.
Yeah, we mainly use the internet and nice websites for the environment, things that talk about that.
Well, congratulations. What a great project. Now, I'd like to get to know all of you a little bit better. We know what Brianna's going to be doing, and do you have career aspirations? It's a little different when you're in ninth grade, but mm-hmm. you're probably beginning to think about things.
Yeah, I hope to go into the medical field when I'm older, but I still have a long time to go, so I'm not sure if that will change, but we'll see.
That's Dakota speaking. What got you interested in the medical field? Do you know people that are in it now? Or?
I don't know too many people in the medical field personally, but one of my mom's close friends used to be a school nurse at my old school, and I always just had interest in medicine and things like that and just helping people.
Well, that's a great, and there's so many different directions you could go into. Do you have any sense of what you might want to do, like being a nurse or a doctor?
Yeah, I was thinking of being a registered nurse.
Excellent. How about you, Sydney?
Well, I have a lot of things I've been thinking about and a lot of new things I've been trying out. One of the major things I wanted to do was become a doctor. And actually, Tally and I are in an Explore program at Forbes Hospital, so we go there about every month to learn about the medical field. And some other things I would like to do is something with the environment, possibly. I'm not really sure what aspect in the environment, but I'm also thinking about archaeology, anthropologist. Not really sure, a whole bunch of things.
And you can possibly end up doing more than one thing, too. Tally, how about you?
I'm interested in either doing something more surgical, or I'm also interested in genetics, so it's a wide variety.
Wow, so you don't mind dissecting stuff and
doing... Two or three weeks ago, I went to the Perry Initiative. They had something on a Saturday it was a 7-hour thing to show women about engineering and orthopedics.
So, interesting.
Yeah, I got to sew sutures onto a pig foot. So
ooh,
that was interesting.
Cool.
Yeah, we also got to put casts on people and cut them off and everything. Like, it was neat.
Oh, that would be interesting to do that. I would draw the line at the sutures, though.
Yeah.
I would have trouble doing that. Well, I want to bring Brianna back in the conversation, too. I'm curious about you know, human behavior. You get to observe a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Are there things, you all are so passionate about the environment, are there things you wish could change? I see you all nodding your heads. It's almost like if you could just, you know, snap your fingers and suddenly change the world, what would you like to see happen?
Well, I would like to see, the ice caps get, like, back together again. Because, like, I think it's, like, more than 50% of them have, like, melted in the past few years.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to reverse once it gets started. Yeah. Anything else?
I know that this is a very popular topic right now, but I would hope that people would switch from plastic straws to metal straws because the plastic straws are going into the ocean and killing animals, and I would just love if that would stop happening.
That's a great thing to bring up, and I think there are lots of people were talking about that maybe a few months ago, but it seems to have died down a little bit. But, you know, I haven't been to a fast food restaurant in a while. Are they still using plastic straws,
yeah.
I would imagine?
Yeah, they are.
I know in some states they're starting to use paper straws. Mm-hmm. But the idea of a metal straw, or how about you actually drink from the cup without a straw? What a concept that would be.
I know some Starbucks have, like, banned their straws and are starting to use, like, lids that allow the person to, like, just drink from,
like,
the
a little sippy lid or cup.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. How about other things that would be great to change? Any other thoughts?
I think in general we need to cut down on the, like, all the pollution and waste that we give off and be more thoughtful about what we do to the environment.
Yeah, what kinds of wastes do you think of?
Well, specifically, there's a lot of plastic waste, like oceans and landfills are going to be an issue.
Yeah.
If they're not already.
Very much so.
Yeah, climate change is a big issue too. So if we could figure out ways to, and we do have ways to change that because it's such a big issue and it does affect our environment a lot.
How could we change it, do you think?
Well, pollutants, like greenhouse gases, go up into the atmosphere, and it kind of deteriorates the ozone layer, which causes global warming. So, yeah, if we can cut down on pollutants like that, we could definitely be able to change it.
That's been going on for a long time, too. And there are some really great ways to change things, right, with different kinds of fuels or different habits too, including maybe biking or carpooling and all sorts of simple things to do. Do you think most people in high school feel the same way you do?
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so. Like, there are some people that, like, you know, like, are aware of the problem, and, like, other people, like, I want to say they don't care, but, like, they're just not educated enough, so therefore, like, they don't, like, exactly, like, pay attention.
Yeah, they don't really realize how much of a problem it is.
I feel like there are some people who are aware of the problems and they are hoping that they'll change, but they just don't do anything about it and they don't take that step.
Do you think, Sydney, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I
was going to ask if you think some people are just contrary, sort of argue against things just for the sake of arguing against things, or people that are afraid of change, maybe?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Some people think these changes are just natural, but we do see a big difference from, like, the environment goes through some sort of cycle, and this climate change is not part of that environmental cycle. So people think it's natural, but it really isn't.
Yeah, the people will say, you know, the Ice Age existed at one point. It all comes in cycles. But human beings have really had a huge impact on things and also have the capacity to have a positive impact, too. Well, I want to congratulate all of you. Do any of you have other passions, interests beyond the environment, things you like to do especially?
I mean, like, hobbies-wise, like, I swim for the swim team at Penn Trafford.
Excellent.
I mean, like, That's really about it. I don't know.
I was just curious if you played any sports or maybe music or anything you like to do. And also, I don't know if any of you wanted to acknowledge anybody either who have helped you with the project or your careers. We mentioned your teacher earlier, but I wanted to be sure you had that chance too. And I'll start with you, Brianna. Is there anybody else?
You know, like I would like to thank my family for like getting like me to like where I am today, and like obviously like Miss Wookage, our coordinator for the Fair Child program. You know, like whenever like it first started, like I didn't know that like Fair Child was a thing. Like the only environmental like club that I was a part of was the one at the zoo, and it was like outside of school. So you know, like I like to thank her for like creating this.
Yeah, are you excited about going to the school? You must
be. Oh yeah.
It's I think the summer after senior year is so hard because all you're doing is thinking about what you want to do next, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's exciting, and you'll do well, I know. How about you? Any acknowledgments at all, Dakota? Or
well, of course, I want to say thank you to Ms. Wookich for watching us whenever we work on this project and helping us, giving us ideas. She's an amazing teacher, and we wouldn't be able to do this without her. And I do want to thank Mr. Babick because he is our biology teacher, and he does teach us well, and we learn a lot about the environment from him. So,
excellent. It's great to acknowledge teachers like that. How about you, Sydney?
Yeah, I want to thank Ms. Wookage for sponsoring our program, and even Mr. Babick for being in our video and things. And even my friends here today, they kind of helped me get into the Fairchild program. And I also want to thank my family for just supporting what I like and my passions. And also Tally's parents, who actually drive me from Fairchild every day. So thank you for that.
How nice. And what about you, Tally?
I'd like to thank Ms. Wilkins, definitely. She always helps us to get the materials we need to complete the projects and helps us make sure we stay on time to get it done. I'd like to thank Mr. Babick as well for teaching us and sparking interest for some of us, I'm sure. I'd like to thank my family for coming here to support me today. And in general, they always are very supportive.
Looks like somebody has a couple brothers, or at least I see one brother. There's a sister out there.
Yeah, my brother and sister are here.
They're here. What are their names?
Noah and Mary.
Noah and Mary. There they are. They're watching and looking. Well, I want to congratulate all of you. Having the first place video is a huge thing. And also, good luck in school. You're all going to school, but good luck in college. Anything else any of you wanted to mention?
Nope.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here today. You just heard Tally and Dakota and Sydney and Brianna representing Penn Trafford High School and the Fairchild Challenge, and most importantly, themselves. God.